Trump's war on the mainstream news media should be our war too. The Southwest Newspaper Group, March 2, 2017, by Ray Hanania. I'm not a big fan of the mainstream news media, which I define as the national press, excluding the local community media. President Trump's attacks on the mainstream news media are justified, and we should be supporting him. The national news media lies. The national news media exaggerates. They fuel racism and bigotry with their reporting. Their mantra, if it bleeds, it leads, is the driving force in determining what gets covered and what doesn't. In truth, the national news media is no longer independent, but are owned by a small handful of multinational conglomerates and corporations whose sole purpose is not fair reporting, but greed. Many of you know I'm Palestinians. I'm proud my father is from Jerusalem and my mother is from Bethlehem. I often joke that Jesus is my cousin. Many people think I'm Muslim, though I am Christian, Lutheran, and Orthodox. I respond, I am proud to be Muslim by culture. I am also patriotic. I served during the Vietnam War honorably and with distinction. I also served 12 years in the Illinois Air National Guard too. Yet all my life, this country has treated me as if I was a threat. The day I was honorably discharged, the FBI launched an investigation into my life, suspecting I supported terrorism. After 2 years of wasting taxpayer money, the FBI's 40-page report concluded I was just an American citizen concerned about improving the lot of my ethnic community in this country. Imagine as a child watching Hollywood movies that portrayed people who looked like my father, uncles, and cousins all as terrorists who were intent on destroying America and killing American civilians. That was in the 1950s, 1960s, and 1970s. Countering that anti-Arab bias is why I entered journalism in 1975 instead of becoming a doctor. I wanted to make the media accountable, informing the public by presenting both sides of important issues like the Palestine-Israel conflict. We still don't get that even today. Every day, national newspapers publish columns and national TV hosts offer one-sided shows attacking Arabs, Palestinians, and even Muslims. Yet there is no countering voice from Palestinians or Arabs. We're excluded. I'm proud this newspaper allows me to express my views. I always try to be fair. Italian Americans, blacks, Asians, and others often tell me that Hollywood also slanders them too. Ah, but there is a difference. While the media portrays Italians, blacks, Asians, and other ethnic groups in a negative way, they also portray them in a positive way, too. They balance it. Blacks have their own TV network. There are many TV sitcoms that present other ethnic and racial groups in a positive, humorous light. For blacks, for Italians, for Asians, for Jewish people, for many ethnic groups. But none that do the same for Arabs. They are given a voice in the news media, but Arabs are excluded. In 1985, I was the only Palestinian journalist to work at a major American daily newspaper. I covered Chicago City Hall from 1976 until 1992. I was told when I was hired that I had to keep my views on my side of the typewriter, but not the other ethnic reporters. They were encouraged to write about their heritage and politics and their histories. Jewish reporters, black reporters, Hispanic reporters, other ethnic reporters, all were allowed to tell the story of their people, but I wasn't. Arabs are isolated, excluded, and demonized by the major media and newspapers, on TV, on radio, and in Hollywood movies. It has an impact. Arabs lobbied for years to get the city of Chicago to formally include Arabs and Muslims in the fight against racism. Mayor Harold Washington and Mayor Richard M. Daley supported our inclusion in the city's Human Rights Commission. But as soon as he was elected mayor, Rahm Emanuel shut Arabs out and pulled the plug on the four-year-old Arabesque Festival, the city's only Arab celebration. It was wrong. Chicago honors the Irish, the Italians, Blacks, Hispanics, Asians, and others with parades, festivals, and city-sponsored events, but nothing for Arabs. Emanuel feels no compulsion to respond to my queries for an interview about these and other issues. I believe because I am Arab. I blame the news media, though. Their racist stereotypes and biased coverage of Arab issues poisons the minds of mainstream Americans, making it easy for Hollywood TV, the media, and Mayor Emanuel to exclude, ignore, and ostracize Arabs. To me, this isn't about Donald Trump at all. It's about making the mainstream news media accountable for its unprofessionalism, biases, and racism, to force the public to recognize that the mainstream media enables and fuels the racism that I and other ethnic groups still experience. Too many reporters have turned their objective news reports into opinions and columns. There's a difference between reporting and what I do, which is writing a column that you know up front is a reflection of my opinion. Too often, news reports sound objective, but really represent the reporter's opinions. That needs to stop. It's obvious, too, in the biased coverage of President Trump, that too often, news reports sound objective, but really represent the reporter's opinions. It's obvious, and it's obvious in the coverage of President Trump, and it's obvious in the coverage of Arabs. We need to change that. I'm Ray Hanania. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate it, and thanks for reading my columns. I'm not a journalist or a reporter, but I do write opinion column commentaries like the one you just heard. I write about American politics and issues for a group of newspapers in Chicago, the Southwest Newspaper Group. I also write about Middle East politics and issues for the Arab News in Saudi Arabia at arabnews.com and for the American Arab online news and opinion website, thearabdailynews.com. I archive all my columns on my personal website at thedailyhookah.com, where you can also find info on my books, my biography, and you can contact me. I love to hear what you think, even if we don't agree. I hope you will share your opinions. Recently, I also launched a new website called biasreporting.com, which documents instances of bias and bigotry by the mainstream American news media. I believe today's American mainstream news media is corrupt. Over the years, it has been the driving force fueling the racism and hatred against minorities, including against Blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Muslims, Arabs, and especially Palestinians. Oh, sure, some reporters do a great job, but the system is corrupt and broken because many others do not. The news media is the biggest political organization in America today, and it excludes and attacks those who challenge their political biases, their sacred cows, and their bigotry. Instead of being objective and fair reporters, many hide behind the concept of a free press and free press freedoms to twist news to reflect their partisan and subjective views and opinions and to push their favorites. They give you opinion under the fake guise of being objective when they are not. If they like you, they are fair. If they don't like you, you have no chance. Biased reporters can be vicious, and they are the biggest hypocrites. If you criticize them, they whine, cry, foul, and respond with even more venom and bias. I want to change that. America needs an objective and fair news media that reports the facts, not their opinions. And when they do express opinions, they must do so openly and honestly with their names and be accountable for those views. That's what I do. I hope you check it out and visit biasreporting.com. I also hope you support all my online efforts on Facebook and on Twitter. Thank you again for your time and your support.